Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield police continue to search for 42-year-old Joseph Camplin. He was last seen by family on November 16th. He's known to get up during the night and take walks, but usually returns. Authorities remain concerned for his welfare and ask folks to be on the lookout. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Mr. Camplin, please call 911 or the Northfield Police Department at 507-645-4475. A full description and photos are on kymnradio.net. Dundas Administrator John McCarthy said there were some surprises for folks in their tax notification from Rice County.
There's some significant impacts on some property owners that we did not expect, and some other properties that have reduced in price.
Primarily, residential values have gone up, McCarthy added.
That itself will create a pretty big impact on residential properties in the city of Dundas. And so I anticipate that I'll be hearing from some folks with their properties.
The Dundas levy is going up about 8.3%, but the tax rate is going down by about 3%. McCarthy said most commercial properties have stayed the same in valuation or have even gone down slightly. His full interview is on kymnradio.net. The Northfield Council meets December 4th. They'll approve their budget. Currently, they're looking at a 4.4% levy. Administrator Ben Mardig.
Translating that for a $200,000 house, which we're seeing about an average increase in valuations of about 6.4%, that would translate to about $56 per year.
The city intends on adding two positions in their Streets and Parks Department, one police officer, as well as a full-time communications person. With the paid parental leave they're considering, that levy number could increase as they have the option of going up to 7%, the preliminary levy they set in September. You will have time to comment online before the meeting. KYMN will keep you posted as to when comments will open, which will likely be Monday the 3rd. And the Northfield School District is preparing for the sale of bonds to begin preparation work for a new elementary school and improvements on the other buildings after the referendum passed. The board approved the parameters they set for Ehlers and Associates, who will handle the sale. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman commented,
"When they've done the updated estimates based upon current market conditions, they're actually thinking that we're going to get a better interest rate on those bonds than they had originally projected."
That means less bonding on the taxpayer. That lowers the estimated impact on a $250,000 home to $25 per year. That's $2 less than previous projections. He said while the dollar amount isn't a big deal, it does show that the district takes very seriously their responsibility to the taxpayers. The district sent out RFPs for architectural services, construction management, and financial investments for those bond dollars. They expect to interview firms for architectural and construction next week and have those before the board of directors at their December 10th meeting. News from around the state is next.